You're listening to Marcus Sahaba Online Radio Podcast.
18 minutes after 9 South African time. It's a beautiful night. It's a beautiful evening. Of course, it's the night of Yomul Jumu'ah. And of course, it's, maybe second last night of the month of Sha'ban, which tonight is the 29th night of Sha'ban. And let's welcome our beloved, respected, renowned, well-renowned alim throughout, not only South Africa, throughout the world. Our beloved Fadilatul Ustad, Hazrat Maulana Salim Karim Damat Barakatuhum, from Ladysmith. Ustad, it's a beautiful night, it's a beautiful evening. I've got a very, 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 very important question for my beloved Ustad. But first, let's welcome him into the program, the discussion. Ustad, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ustad.
Wa alaikum assalam. Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu, Mulana ahlan wa sahlan, wa marhaban to you and our esteemed listeners. Yes, din wahi din hai, jo teri yaad mein guzar jaye. Raat wahi raat hai, jo teri yaad mein guzar jaye.
Subhanallah.
So yes, it's a very, very beautiful night of Yawmul Jumu'ah. And the dua that we should make to Allah Ta'ala, ke Allahumma arhamna bi tarkil ma'asi abadan ma abqaytana. Allahu Akbar. Allahumma arhamna bi tarkil ma'asi abadan ma abqaytana. And oh Allah, have mercy upon us by enabling me or us to avoid sins as long as you keep us alive. Beautiful dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Start your dua with this. Allahumma arhamni bi tarkil ma'asi abadam ma abqaytani. That Allah, have mercy on me by enabling me to avoid sins as long as you keep me alive.
Allahu Akbar.
So this is what the whole month of Ramadan is. How we can connect and reconnect with Allah and abstain from guna and masiyat and disobedience to Allah. Wo muazzaz the zamane mein musalman hokar. Sahaba-e-kiram, tabi'in, tabi'e-tabi'in, the predecessors. Allah honored them and gave them status, respect, and dignity because they were true Muslims, true mu'min. And what is our condition today? Or tum khwar hue sari ke Quran ho. Today we are disgraced because we have left the Quran. We don't recite the Quran. We don't practice on the Quran. So today, hum khwar hue. Everyone is saying, today we're saying, Mawlana, why is it to the Muslims that we suffer so much? Allah Pak gave us the best Quran. Allah Pak gave us the best Nabi. Allah Pak gave us the best Deen. Allah made us the best Ummat. How is it that this Ummat is suffering so much? Because we left the Quran and the Sunnah. Wo mu'azzaz the zamani mein musalman hokar. Sahaba al-Kiram and our predecessors, Allah honored them because they were sincere and true Muslims. Or hum khwar hue, and we are disgraced and embarrassed because we have left the teachings of the Quran. So Allah Pak is giving you and me and our esteemed listeners and the entire ummah an opportunity to reconnect with Allah. Alhamdulillah. الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والقرآن الحميد إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد بعدد رحمة الله. اللهم صل وسلم على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد بعدد فضل الله. اللهم صل وسلم على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد بعدد خلق الله. اللهم صل وسلم على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد بعدد علم الله. اللهم صل وسلم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد بعدد الليل والنهار. اللهم صل وسلم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأزواجه وذرياته وأهل بيته وأهل طاعتك أجمعين من أهل السماوات والأرضين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين ويا أكرم الأكرمين. وصلى الله تعالى على سيدنا محمد وآله وأصحابه أجمعين وسلم تسليما دائما أبدا دائما أبدا كثيرا. والحمد لله رب العالمين. صدق الله مولانا العظيم.
سبحان الله سبحان الله.
This is a night of durood and salam. Talk to Allah. Connect with Allah. Express your love for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Remember, Maulana, when you die, you're going to die alone. And when you are going to meet Allah, you're going to meet Him alone. Tafirru ila Allah. Rush to Allah. Run to Allah. Sprint to Allah. So remember, when you die, you die alone. And when you are going to meet Allah, you will meet Him alone. So what is required, Maulana? Allah is giving us this month of Ramadan, islah ke liye, reformation, cleansing, detoxifying, removing the dirt and filth, the rust that has engulfed this heart. But Maulana, if you want a reformation, introspection, you need two things. Ek jur'at. You must be brave to stand up and say, I'm doing it. Jur'at chahiye. You can't be a weakling, Maulana. Then shaitan will overrun you. Your nafs will overrun you. So if you want to make your islah, you want Allah to change your personality, to change you completely. Uske liye jur'at ki zarurat hai. You need to be brave and stand your ground. I am not going to commit guna again. I am making sincere tawbah to Allah. I will not repeat this guna again. Innal hasanat yuzhibna sayyiat. Whenever I shall make a mistake or a guna, I'll back it up with a good deed. And I will always be remorseful for my guna. I will always make a pledge to my Malik. Azal Jalali wal Ikram. I'm making sincere tawbah. I won't repeat it. And the second important component, one is jurat. You must be brave And number two, himmat. Have the energy in you. Don't be a weakling. Don't chicken out. One day you got Josh, and the rest of the 29 days, everything is flat. Nay, you want to make islah of yourself, Maulana. Jurat ki zarurat hai, aur himmat ki zarurat. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq.
Ameen, 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 summa ameen.
You see, Ramzan comes to change our heart, not our schedule. Allah wants this heart to be filled with His marifat. See, Ramzan is about breaking bad habits, not putting them on hold. Inna salata tanha anil fahshai wal munkari wal bagh. Mana, avoid four things. If you want to make your Ramadan successful, you want to enjoy the marifat and noor of Ramadan, you want to be included in that list of those who will be forgiven by Allah. Every night, thousands of people are forgiven by Allah. Allahumma ja'alna minhum, Rabbul Alameen. Make me from amongst those who will be forgiven. So if you want your Ramadan to be fruitful, stop getting angry. You see, Ramadan, two things. What happens when you can't get your smoke, you can't get your cuffs, and now they made ganja halal too. You heard this new story. Enjoy it. Well, they legalized it. Don't get angry, Maulana. If anybody approaches you and wants to create a fight with you, an argument with you, greet him and say, Inni sa'imun. Brother, forgive me, today I'm fasting, and quietly walk away. Don't engage the person into a discussion. This is the ta'aleem of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Why there is so much of fight? In the month of Ramadan, it's supposed to be of peace, tranquility, muhabbat, love, respect, khidmat. But we're killing each other. Because the stomach is hungry. See? Because you're not getting your food on time. You're not getting your cigarette on time. As I said to you previously, Maulana, some people break roza by taking 2-3 puffs, not even a sip of water and khajur. And they become restless before iftar. Short fuse. But for my, if you want to have an enjoyable Ramadan, Maulana, stop getting angry. Number two, stop sleeping for the whole day. There'll be lots of holidays, long weekends in April, Maulana. Let's not waste time and sleep the whole day and night. Miss our namazes. No form of ibadat, zikrullah. It's about sports, watching television, watching cricket, and all, whatever, musibat. No. Stop sleeping the whole day. Yes, if you want to sleep, you are exhausted. Take out some time, rest, inshallah. وَلِنَفْسِكَ عَلَيْكَ حَقًا. Your body needs to rest. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, سُومُوا تَسِحُوا. Keep roza and Allah will give you good health. Make qadr of two ni'mat that Allah has given you. One, Allah has given you good health. And number two, Allah has given you quality time. Look after those two ni'mat. So avoid four mistakes in the month of Ramadan. There are many more of the gunas that you should avoid. But these four are very specific. Stop getting angry. Number two, sleeping the whole day. Stop it. Thirdly, no use fasting, Mu'ana, getting Qusiri, and no namaz, no fajr, no zuhr, no asr, no maghrib, no isha. And no tarawih. Mu'ana, tarawih is sunnat-e-mu'akkida for men and women. And it is 20 rakats in the masjid. Yes, we have jamaat khanas, people's homes and garages. Very well, read your tarawih there. But your isha, farz, and witr, read in the masjid. This more virtuous, more sawab. But you see, Maulana, we're looking for the easy way out. Ya lamun, ta lamun. Up, down, and then it's end. where you can read the fastest Taraweeh, Maulana, where every letter of the Quran is cursing you. We're looking for the easy way out, where we can finish Taraweeh in 20 minutes flat. What did Allah Ta'ala say? وَإِذَا قُرِيَ الْقُرْآنُ فَاسْتَمِعُوا لَهُ وَأَنْصِتُوا لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ. When the Quran is being recited, listen to it attentively. Allah Ta'ala will shower mercy upon you. So, no use keeping roza for the whole day, Maulana. And not a single namaz is read. Okay, we read our five namazes, subhanallah. But what about Taraweeh, Sunnat-e-Mu'akkida? Read it in the masjid. Read it with jama'at. You want to read elsewhere? Fine. But read your Isha namaz in the masjid. With jama'at. But you see, we want to do things to suit ourselves. We do not want to follow the Quran and Sunnah. Badlega zamana laak magar Quran na badla jayega. Badlega zamana laak magar.
Subhanallah.
Time will change. Circumstances will change. People will change. Governments will change. Environments will change. Lekin Quran na badla jayega. The Quran will not change. Third thing, if we are keeping roza, make sure we are reading our five daily namazes with jama'at. The mothers and sisters at home, likewise, they also have to build their akhirat. They also have to stand in front of Allah. They also have to answer to Allah. So give your wife, when I was listening to one clip by a very great alim, he asked his wife, do you want to be my partner in Jannat? Would you like to love me and be with me in the Akhirat? So she said, gee, definitely. So he said to her, then namaz parho. Read namaz. Because if you don't read namaz, maybe Allah will give me Jannat, you'll go to Jahannam. If we want to live together, you love me and I love you, we want to be together. We don't want to be separated. So namaz parho. Read your namaz. Because if I'm going to read my namaz, Allah is going to give me Jannat. And Allah will also give you Jannat. But if you neglect your salah, you're going to Jahannam. And what is the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? If you find your wife sleeping, the mafhum of the hadith. If you find your wife sleeping and you woke up early to read your tahajjud, wake her up. If she is not getting up, with love and muhabbat, press her head, press her legs, and now tell her, Allah ke liye utho, please wake up, it's now time to worship Allah. Don't pull the blanket out, don't hit, don't say nasty words. Pyar muhabbat se. Dekho pyar se, Marana. When you look at somebody, you look at them with love. This is your wife. What is the mafhum of the hadith, Marana? And you find your wife sleeping and you as a husband wakes up, take some water, sprinkle it on her face and wake up. And if the wife finds the husband sleeping, take a bit of water and sprinkle it on his face and tell him, Allah ke liye utho. Because when you look at each other, when you read namaz together, when you make dua for each other, alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala looks at you with mercy and rahmat. Allah Ta'ala looks at you with love and muhabbat. So, month of Ramadan is a family ibadat. It's not about individuals, it's about family. So, inshallah, inculcate this beautiful value. Not a single member of your family should be missing out their namaz. Yes, the ladies are excused when they are menstruating. That's separate masla. But from the age of 7, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, start accustoming your children to read namaz. And at the age of 10, if they don't want to read, give them a light beating. In other words, of all the ibadat, Allah Pak is stressing the importance of namaz. Jo aadat bachpan mein mar gayi. Whatever habits you formulate when you are young, ye tumhare saath janaza mein jayegi. It will go with you in your janaza. So habit, Maulana, you plant a tree. If it's growing straight, alhamdulillah. If it's growing crooked and you don't straighten it, it'll grow crooked. So our children, Allah Ta'ala has given them as an amanat. Manana, we need to look after them. Introduce them to namaz, tilawati Quran, adab, zikrullah, subhanallah. Manana, forget in the olden days, even the non-Muslims used to respect the month of Ramadan. They used to even say, we had neighbors, they would tell you, today the Muslims are fasting. You must not eat in front of their children. You must not eat in front of them. Yeah. Today we got no fikr. My child is eating. She's baligh. She's eating publicly. No sharam, no haya. He was a Jewish person. And he used to respect the month of Ramadan.
Mm-hmm.
He used to respect the Muslims. And one day, he saw his son eating in the month of Ramadan. Roza is not fast. Farz on a Jew or a Christian.
Indeed.
It's farz on a Muslim. But this Jewish person had so much of respect for the Muslim that one day when he saw his son eating, he reprimanded that son and he hit his son and said, you should respect the religion of the Muslims. What was the benefit of this, Manara? At the time of his mort, Allah gave him tawfiq of Islam. And he read the kalima, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, and passed away. Why? Yes, he was not a Muslim at that time, but he had shown respect. So, Manara, if non-Muslims can respect the month of fasting, they also, mashallah, don't eat in front of you. They don't drink in front of you. They also behave with respect. I know of so many of my friends, Manana, they are non-Muslims. They keep roza in Ramadan. And they say, Wallahi, what a beautiful experience. When we were in school also, Manana, some of our colleagues were non-Muslims, but they used to fast with us, subhanallah. So when Allah has given you and me the gift of the pillars of Islam, is fasting, and we cannot show respect and dignity, then we are doing. And lastly, Farmaya, do not use bad languages. Don't be vulgar. Wanna see what happened in Ramadan? Tempers flay. The F and the B words. Mother's gali, bhen ki gali. It's on the tip of the tongue. Every second word. Farmaya, you can look after your tongue in the month of Ramadan. Man samata naja, Rasulullah said, whoever shall remain silent will always benefit. Manana, this was just an introduction of how we should start the month of Ramadan. From our esteemed listeners, if we have some questions and queries, let's see, inshallah, Morana, we could give them some advice.
Ustad, of course, we're touching that are we in readiness for the beautiful, blessed month of Ramadan? And the question that, of course, you just uttered about being having bad habits, Ustad, and the question that I posed to the listeners of Markaz Sahaba is that why happens in the month of Ramadan? There's so much of fighting. There's so much of quarreling and squealing and arguing and divorce, especially, Ustad, in the month of Ramadan, where we know it is the month of sabr, the month of forgiveness, the month of tolerance, the month of Ramadan. So I see there's a question coming in here from Escort. It's a revered sister. She says, but Maulana Salim Karim, y'all taught us that in the month of Ramadan, the shayateen, the devil, is locked up. So how come we are still committing sin in the month of Ramadan? We are still listening to music. We're still watching television. We're still fighting with our husbands or with our spouses. But you guys are saying that in the month of Ramadan, the devil is locked up. So that means the devil is not locked up. Anonymous revered sister, Ustad.
Well, it's an automatic reaction. That if you compare 11 months that you and I spend, and if you look at the month of Ramadan, our gunas and sins decrease. Some fear of Allah, some Allah consciousness comes into us. We have two enemies, Maulana. We have one is Shaitan, as Rasulullah said. When Ramadan starts, Allah beautifies Jannat. Allah Ta'ala chains the shayateen and Iblis. But we have a bigger enemy within us, and that's our nafs. Our desire, our whims and passion. You got to fight your nafs. See, so that is why one of the greatest aspects of Roza is abstinence from food, drinking, conjugal rights, and more so abstinence from guna. Stay far away from guna and sin. Be conscious of Allah all the time. You've got a point. Hadith, there's many answers to that.
Mm-hmm.
But simple answer to that is, besides Shaitan and Iblis, who are your enemies, you have your nafs and your whims and passions, which is your second greatest enemy, that is within you. It will paint such beautiful pictures to you from an Islamic perspective, but in the end, he wants to set you up for failure. Your nafs. So you have to fight your nafs. And that's why Allah Pak has given us this beautiful month of Ramadan. You know, when you are hungry, Mulana, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, every aspect of your body is suppressed. You don't have the energy. As we said, you can bring the best food, the best drinks, and the best person. You will turn a blind eye to all of them. Because you have trained your mind. You have accustomed your mind. You have disciplined your body and soul. That my Allah has asked me not to do this, and I'm keeping to my words. So we have two enemies, two fronts to fight. One is Shaitan. That's why Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min sharri Shaitan. Allah protect me from the evil of Shaitan.
Ameen.
So the answer to this is very simple. We have Shaitan. Yes, Allah has changed the Shayateen. But we also have our nafs and desire, our passion, which we have to control. And the only way to control that is if we keep Roza in the way prescribed by Nabi Kareem, sallallahu alayhi salatu wasalam. And that's what Roza teaches you. That is what hunger teaches you. Al-faqru fakhri. Rasulullah said, you know, poverty and having nothing is my pride. There's great sawab to stay hungry. There is great sawab to starve. But it's not everybody's job. Because Allah Ta'ala has given you, and Allah has provided rozi for you. وَمَا مِن دَابَّةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا عَلَى اللَّهِ رِزْقًا. Allah Pak will never let you go home starving. Your day will not go starving. Allah will provide for you. So, coming back, Maulana, you go ask the valid question. But we still see these types of guna. People are still drinking. People are still committing guna, zina. People are still fighting. The ghibat, slander. Maulana, Shaitan has empowered them. Shaitan has overpowered them. They have forgotten the purpose of fasting. Their mindset and conscience is not focused on Allah. So we must make dua for them. May Allah give them tawfiq to understand the purpose of fasting. La'allakum tattaqun. Number two, Maulana, you asked a very good question. Why is there so much divorce, violence and abuse in the month of Ramadan? Rasulullah said, the best amongst you is he who is good to his family. And I am good to my family. If Rasulullah showed compassion and love, Rasulullah showed tolerance and respect for his wife, we as the ummah are supposed to be role models, and we are supposed to be following in the footsteps of Nabi Kareem, sallallahu alayhi salatu wasalam. Manana, just see what happens. You see, Shaitan puts his stone on the sea every day, and he takes a roll call of all his chelas, all his runners, as we call them, runners. What you did today, what you did today, what you did today. Mulana, tumne kya kya, kya kya, what you did. Each one says, I made that one steal, I made that one cry, I made them do this, I made them do that. Shaitan says, kuch bhi nahi kya. You are useless, kuch bhi nahi kya. But one langra, one comes hopping, limping, turns, scarecrow. He comes and says to his boss, Shaitan, today, you know, I did something I made the husband and wife fight. I lit the fire. Hmm. I created suspicion. I made them speak ghibat and speak about bad things about each other. I instigated them.
Hmm.
The husband became furious. The wife demanded her talaq. He gave all three talaqs. Shaitan, he believes, he jumps off his throne and says, "You are my man. You did the job." The shaitan is watching. So every day shaitan puts his throne on the sea. We all like to go there by the sea.
Mm-hmm.
Go there in the beachfront and see what happens. The worst form of shirk and kufr takes place. Everybody comes and throws whatever they want to throw, evil things. You and I, our children, our mothers and daughters are playing there. And look at Allah's qudrat. Whatever is impure in the sea, Allah will throw it out on the shores. So whatever napaki, whatever impurity is dumped in the sea, whether it's jadu, whether it's sihr, whether it's black magic, whatever you want to call it, people go and throw that in the sea. And you and I are standing there and playing in that water. And you want to know why my child is sick, why my wife is falling unconscious. She's having nightmares. Socho dosto azizwo, where we are. So let's, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi salatu wa sallam said, khiyarukum, khiyarukum li ahli. The best amongst you is he who is good to his wife. And I am good to my family. But see what happens, Molana. Remember, Molana, divorce is the most agonizing, most painful event. Of all the things Allah has permitted, divorce is the most difficult and painful. Stay far away from divorce. Sabar karo. Wa in khiftum. If there is a difference, there's an argument, there's a misunderstanding, appoint an arbitrator for both parties to intervene and try to correct the wrong and reconcile the parties. Mm. Islam is about reconciliation.
Ustad, listen to this one, Ustad. You touched a word on saying reconciliation. A listener says, "I'm sitting in Iddat, respected Honorable Maulana Salim Kareem. It's my fourth week that I'm sitting in Iddat." So basically, of course, Ustad, her Iddat will continue in the month of Ramadan. And she says here, "This will be the saddest Ramadan for me and my two daughters." Maulana Salim Kareem, I got divorced 4 weeks ago, and just after a few days, he got married again. But Allah knows best, Maulana Salim. Maulana Salim, give me a dua to read for me to be strong for my two daughters and for this Ramadan. Ah, come on, Ustad. Come on.
Maulana, this is a coward. This individual, you see, that's what I'm saying. Shaitan, the way Shaitan beautifies and puts the picture in front of you, you get carried away. And he will give it an Islamic ethos.
Ya Allah.
And you'll get bluffed, you'll fall in the trap. This person, you can see, was having an affair, was indulging in haram. He just can't get married overnight, Maulana. I don't think anybody can get married overnight. This was well planned, orchestrated. And look at how selfish is that person, knowing that the month of Ramadan is at the doorstep.
Yes, Ustad.
She needs to make ibadat. She needs to do certain things. She may have to go out of necessity. Now she's restricted.
Allah,
it's an absolutely coward, selfish individual. But we're not going to judge him. Allah will give him hidayat. Jaise karni, waise bharni. As you do to others, remember, you got daughters also. Somebody would do that to your daughter, how would you feel? See, this is what I'm saying, Maulana. It is so sad. You want to give talaq, go and consult with ulama first. Because 90%, I may be exaggerating, don't know the complete masail of divorce. What is talaq-e-raj'i? What is talaq-e-ba'in? What is talaq-e-sunnah? What is talaq-e-mughallaza? And what are the rules of talaq? When must it be given? How much must be given? All that has to be, inshallah, first thought about, discussed, and then guided by an alim, inshallah, if you think there's no other way of reconciliation, there's no way that we can get together, then obviously, فَصَرِّحُوهُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ, Allah Pak says, then set her free and give her a gift. Yes, we agree to disagree, but you're still my Muslim sister. We're not husband and wife, but you're still a Muslim sister. Islam has got respect. So, Malana, this is what happens in the month of Ramadan. And I said in the beginning, divorce is the most agonizing, most painful. And the person who issues the talaq, Malana, you think he's a happy person. If that man is straight, Malana, if you ask him, is honest, it will hurt his conscience. And yeah, he's got two daughters, Malana. What these masoom children did? Is this what those daughters deserve? They are his jannat. He's supposed to look after them. Their izzat, their integrity. Tomorrow they're going to get married. What will people say? Gee, they come from a broken home. That child is, that daughters are stigmatized. Kuch akal ho ya nahi? Do we have brains or not? Allah Ta'ala make it easy for that sister, Malana. She should read, Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakil, ni'mal mawla wa ni'mal nasir. 500 times, morning and evening, and make dua, ki Allah Ta'ala make it easy for her and her children. Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakil, ni'mal mawla wa ni'mal nasir. Number two, Allahumma ajurni fi musibati, وَخْلُفْ لِي خَيْرًا مِّنْهَا. Allah, reward me in this test and trial, and Allah grant me a better replacement. Allah Ta'ala will open doors for her too, and for her children. And that husband, he should reconcile with his wife. See, for the pleasure of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, he's got masoom children there. And making somebody's heart bleed in the month of Ramadan, breaking somebody's heart, you think Allah is going to forgive you? Definitely not. You have to make peace, that is hukukul ibad, the rights to your fellow Muslim brother and Muslim sister. You need to make peace and you need to seek forgiveness.
Ustad, how do we help the sister, Ustad? And there are many, many widows out there who have lost their husbands, and it's going to be the very first time having Ramadan without their beloved husbands, marhum husbands, Ustad. I mean, we heard of our beloved, respected, honorable, marhum Mufti Fayazur Rahman. I mean, how his wife and his family, we heard of Mufti Muhammad Hashim Ahmad from Akhtarul Ulum Overport. You know, all those new widows, Ustad. Maybe you should just console them. And how are they going to handle the month of Ramadan, Ustad?
Maulana, yes, they were a pillar of support. You know, the barakat of nikah, Maulana, our wives, tu'inuhu ala imanihi. Our wives helped us to be steadfast on deen. Allahumma alif bayna qulubina, wa aslih zaata baynina, wa ahdina subul as-salam. Allahumma alif bainahuma. No, we make this dua at the time of nikah. Oh Allah, unite both husband and wife. But Maulana, we have to leave this world eventually. But alhamdulillah, if the husband is pleased with the wife, when he looks at her, she brings joy and happiness to him. She looks after his wealth and chest. She is obedient to him. Wajabat al-hal jannah. Allah will give them jannah. Maulana, you know, Allah Pak has given women this extra strength compared to a man. Maulana, they will get over it. It will take them time. If they can give birth, Maulana, they can stomach. And inshallah, what is childbirth? Men don't even know nothing what is childbirth. But Allah Ta'ala has given them this maqam, that while giving birth, if they pass away, Allah gives them the death of shahadat. Subhanallah, what a great maqam. Allah has made jannat wajib for them. All they need to do is to be obedient to their husband, and bring joy and happiness to their husband. And in the absence of their husband, they look after the wealth and their integrity and their chastity. Allah shall give jannat to them. Yes, Maulana, ye dunya gham to deti hai, shareek-e-gham nahi hoti hai. Maulana, when somebody passes away, there's a lot of grief. The best way to grieve is to grieve. Cry your heart out. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is holding his son Ibrahim, who is 17 months old. All the sons of Rasulullah passed away. From Hazrat Maria Qibtiya, she was a slave lady. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam married her. Allah Pak blessed her and Rasulullah with the son Ibrahim. 17 months old, such a beautiful child. The apple of Rasulullah's eye. But you see, Allah Ta'ala works in mysterious ways. 17 months old, Rasulullah is enjoying Hazrat Ibrahim. One day, the message comes, Rasulullah is in the masjid, please rush home. Hazrat Ibrahim is in Sakarat. Ya Rasulullah, your son Ibrahim is in Sakarat. Please come home. Hudud sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes home. He takes his son, 17 months old. What a bundle of joy, happiness. Gee, every the rahat, the sukoon, just to hold your child. It's such a, so many mothers are wishing that Allah can make them mothers. So many mothers are wishing that they could sleep with a baby in their arms.
Allahu Akbar.
So many mothers are wishing to breastfeed their child. Allah Pak has given them this amanat. They're waiting. يَهَبُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ إِنَاثًا. Allah Pak, whoever He wishes, He gives a son, a daughter first. يَهَبُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ إِنَاثًا. First Allah, whoever Allah gives the daughter first, she brings her own mercy and her own risk. She brings barakat in that house. وَيَهَبُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ الزُّكُورِ. And whoever Allah wishes, He gives a son. أَوْ يُزَوِّجُهُمْ ذُكْرَانُ وَإِنَاثًا. Allah Pak either can give them a twin, a boy and a girl. وَيَجْعَلُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ أَقِيمًا. And sometimes Allah Ta'ala makes the wife or makes the mother barren. There is no children. But they make sabr. For them too, there is great reward. So Rasulullah sallallahu, you were saying, Mulana, about how to comfort them. I'm trying to bring an example that here is Rasulullah's beloved son, Ibrahim. And he's in Rasulullah's arms. Rasulullah is holding him and he's crying. Tears are rolling down Rasulullah's cheek. Sahaba Ikram are looking at the scene. One Sahabi, I think, was Hazrat Abdul Rahman ibn Auf. He asked the question to Rasulullah, Ya Rasulullah, aap bhi rote? Rasulullah, you also crying? Allahu Akbar. Because Rasulullah had said that, you know, when Allah Ta'ala takes an amanat, read inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Don't cry and scream and complain to Allah. Wawela mat paro.
Haq.
You find some of the women, they become emotional, Mulana. They start fighting with Bari Ta'ala. Oh Allah, you couldn't find anybody else. You took my mother away. Allah, you took my beloved husband away. Allah, you took my beloved child away. You couldn't take anybody else. If kisam ka rona haram hai, to complain and cry like this, some people, Mulana, they become emotional. They start pulling their hair.
Ya Allah.
They start tearing their clothes. They start hitting their chest. They start rolling and screaming. What did Rasulullah say? Inna al-mayyata. Verily, the disease is being punished by the screaming and loud crying of the family members. What happens when the janazah is leaving the house? What are we doing? It's supposed to be reading. Allahumma aghfirha, Allahumma aghfirhu. Rabbi yassir wa la tu'assir. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Now we are screaming and becoming emotional. Inna al-mayyita. Verily the mayyit is being punished by you and me screaming there when the janazah is leaving the house. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Hazrat Abdul Rahman ibn Auf, this is my son, he is my flesh and he is my blood. Ya Ibrahim, O Ibrahim, Ya Allah, I do not complain to you. Rabbul Alameen, I accept your decision. Allah, this is my blood and flesh. Allah, this is my blood and my flesh. Definitely, Rabbul Alameen, I am saddened But Rabbul Alameen, I have no words of complaint. I accept it. Qala innama ashku bathi wa huzni ila Allah. That's what you and I are supposed to be saying. That when we lose somebody so dear, my grief, my complaint, and my plea is to Allah. But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's ummah was given this beautiful dua and gift. Whatever your difficulties are, when you lose anything, property, life, anything, qalu inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. So, Mulana, that's the dua that we could give to all the widows that have lost their husband. Great, great ulama have passed away. Mawtul alim, mawtul alam. The passing away of an alim is the destruction of a whole community.
I see there's a lot of listeners that are crying, Ustad, because I see some of them are saying, tell Mawlana Salim, we also have lost our parents, so this Ramadan will be a bit hard. I see there's a sister says, can Mawlana Salim please give me some encouragement to continue wearing niqab? I am new to wearing it, and just a few words will make me strong in continuing to wear it. My nafs and shaitan are working on me. Anonymous Ustad.
Well, I just want to ask the sister, if she, Allah Pak, take her for Umrah or Hajj anytime. See this. See the beauty, Mawlana. See the beauty of the Kaaba. See the parda that Allah has given to His Mubarak house. Mawlana, you can keep looking at that Kaaba and the khilaf of that Kaaba. All your time that you spend there, Mawlana, you'll be just crying and sobbing in front of Allah. Allah, you chose me to come here to your house. Gee, the beauty of the Kaaba is the ghilaf. The beauty of a woman is her niqab, her hijab. And remember, I was listening to an alim's clip. I think there were two occasions in the late that the ghilaf of the Kaaba was blown away. I think those some brothers went in 2018 for Hajj and that storm came. It's written in some of the kitabs. I was listening to the clip of that alim, that whenever the ghilaf of the Kaaba was blown away, thereafter some and some azab came.
Ya Allah!
See what's happening after that incident. Corona came. So many other azabs coming. So much of destruction in the world. One. So that alim was trying to say that the beauty of the Kaaba is the ghilaf. The beauty of a woman is her niqab and a parda. Just for her and all our mothers and sisters and our daughters, just for 1 minute think that when I'm going to be standing in front of my Habib Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be giving us Hawza Kawthar, Allah's Habib will be giving us water to drink from the beautiful fountain of Kawthar, that once you drink it, you'll never get thirsty. It's more sweeter than honey. It's more whiter than milk. Rasulullah personally will be giving every ummati to drink. Farishtas will come and say, Ya Rasulullah, inko bhagao yahan se. Chase them away from here. They don't deserve anything. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will say, what? Why? The Farishtas will say, Ya Rasulullah, after your demise, you don't know what they did. They discarded the hijab. They left the sunnah. They left the Quran. They left your sunnah. They don't deserve this. So my question, and inshallah, nasihat to those sisters,
start
from today, inshallah, those who never wore a scarf, at least, okay, let's start with a scarf, inshallah, and cover their head, inshallah, and slowly but surely. And the husbands and parents should encourage their daughters, Betty, you are a diamond, you're a gem. Please, it will be such an honor for me to see you in niqab and hijab. And if you are stubborn, you want to be a modernist, then the first day you will be covered. Your face will be covered and your head will be covered is when your kafan will be put on to you, and that's going to be the last. And then what face are you going to face Allah and His Rasul?
Allah.
So our mothers and sisters, Wallah, this is the time in Ramadan to make a change. Those brothers who are smoking, give it up. Those who are taking drugs, give it up. Those who are making zina, give it up. And our beautiful mothers and sisters, Malana, Allah Pak, give them so much of beauty. Allah Pak, give them so much of rahat. Inshallah, when they will don that niqab, Allah's nur and marifat will prevail on them. They will look the best. They will look so pretty, so gorgeous, so awesome. I don't know what word to use. That's the beauty of the hijab. Because those eyes and the beautiful face is only to see Allah Ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah. Yawma al-Qaq, when you will meet Bari Tahara, you will see Allah Ta'ala in niqab. Subhanallah. So may Allah Ta'ala make it easy, Murana.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ustaz, we have to leave it there. I see time is up. I see many, many listeners are still sending messages. I see Haji Suleiman Esop's mummy. She says, Maulana Salim, I lost my husband last year, the 19th of Ramadan. Life is not the same ever since. I tried to pull myself together. It's hard, Ustaz. It's hard. It's hard.
Allahumma Rabbi yassir wala tuassir. And I said, Maulana, ye dunya gham to deti hai, sharik pe gham nahi hoti hai. This dunya will give you endless problems, but it will never side with you. किसी के दूर जाने से मोहब्बत कम नहीं होती. They are gone to Allah Rabb Alameen. They are gone to the best of places. They will never taste death again. They will not see the angel of death again. They will never see the hardship of death, the sakarat of death. Everything they have passed, they are gone. الآخرة خير وأبقى. They are in the company of the malaikas, Marana. They are so fortunate. They
Allahu
are so
Akbar, Allah.
So inshallah, we make dua
Ameen.
For them.
Ameen.
Allah does husne khatima.
Ameen.
And Allah promises that whoever you married in this dunya, Allah will make them your partner in Jannah. So inshallah, we will be together again in Jannah, inshallah.
Ameen.
So just a matter of time, inshallah, very soon, we will be there also. May Allah forgive the ummah of Rasulullah.
Ameen.
Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And give us the best reward in this Mubarak month. وَأَخِرُ دَوَانَا عَنِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ.
Ya Allah, Ameen, 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 Summa Ameen. Very, very sad night indeed. I see listeners are crying, listeners are pouring their heart out. Maulana Salim Karim is touching my heart. I lost so many, many good people, good friends in my life. I lost marhum Mekki Ahmed Karim. Allah Ta'ala, fill his qabr with nurun ala nur. I know his beloved daughters are listening to the program. We lost Maulana Salim Hussein from Newcastle. Yeah, I can go on and on and on. And again, I will start crying just now. But anyway, let me leave you in love in this beautiful night. Of course, don't miss out the Suhoor program. Maulana Salim will be with me every morning, inshallah. And then you guys can take tips. As one listener said, Maulana, when Maulana Salim comes on, I take my small recorder and I record him. Ustad, fi amanillah for myself, inshallah, we will be seeing you, of course, tomorrow for the nikah announcement, inshallah, Saturday morning, inshallah, Ustad.
Inshallah, Maulana, Allah Ta'ala grant all of us afiyat.
Ameen.
Just read the Lord and salam. Salam uspar. Salam uspar jisne galiya sunkar duaye di. Salam uspar jisne galiya sunkar duaye di. Salam uspar jisne buro ko apna kaha. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. Peace and salutation be on that personality. When people saw at him, he gave them dua. Allahumma ghfir ummati. Salam uskar. Allah's salamati be on him who said that the gunehgar and sinners, ye mere hai. Allah, they are my ummat. Allah forgive them. Subhanallah. So read lots of surah and salam tonight.
Ameen. Ameen. Inshallah.
Ameen. Wa akhiru dawana. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.
10 minutes after 10, South African time. It's a beautiful night. It's a beautiful evening. Don't forget, inshallah, to make special dua for all our beloved marhumins, inshallah. See you guys tomorrow morning, same time, same place on our program, As-Safina to Ilal Jannah. From myself, my beloved Ustad, the listeners out there, and of course, our beloved engineer, Allahumma ahdina wa hadibina, wa ahdina sa jami'a. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.